Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yep. Firstly, congrats, mate.
Thank you. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I heard what you just said. It was unbelievable to see Murph. I'm lucky, to call my hero now my friend, and to have him there at the end of it was, it was just unbelievable. And the whole week's just been an absolute whirlwind, and just so proud for everyone.
It's an amazing race, Scott. And when you think you've seen it all at Bathurst, something else happens. And yesterday's race unfolded in the last hour and a half. There were so many twists and turns.
Yeah, look, geez, it was 100 laps till we got a heap of safety cars. I thought it was going to be the most boring race. I actually said to Ryan, I said, this is going to be the most boring Bathurst 1000 ever. And then all hell broke loose. So I basically ate my words when I got in the car and there was all the safety cars. But, we had to save fuel. We had to do everything. Track position was key throughout the week and throughout the day. And, thankfully at the end of it, we prevailed.
I know you guys are all aggressive, but can you take us into your mindset, mate, with only one lap to go, a one-lap sprint, and you've got arguably the most aggressive bloke in the entire pack right behind you in Van Gisbergen?
Yeah, look, just because the problem was I had to save a lot of fuel as well so I could go flat out to the end, so I didn't get enough time to sort of warm up my tyres and make sure they were all good. And it was cold tyres for the first bit, but I knew that, if I could get through turns one and two, if he hadn't passed me there or tried to, I could press across the hill and try and build a gap before I got to Conrad, and thankfully I did. And, to come back and the nerves coming into the chase for the final time was unbelievable.
Yeah, Scott, I've got to ask you, you must put so much trust and faith into your team, because at one stage there when they were telling you to conserve your fuel and then you saw Wincup going hard at it, how hard is that sort of to not think, gee, I want to get up there and get with him, but no, I have to stay back and save my fuel. What were your thoughts at that particular moment in the race?
I literally said, I don't say much hypotheticals or spiritual stuff, but I said, just look after me, someone up there, just look after me and make sure there's a safety car or something falls our way. And it did. But when he took off, I was like, geez, I just want to go with him. But I knew that the best thing would be for me. I can't see much. The team sees a lot more than I do. So I'd put a lot of trust in what they say. And we're a close-knit group. We trusted each other's word, and it all happened for sure.
Yeah, Scott, I think the team sort of said, no, we think he'll make it.
Right. Yeah.
No, we've got plenty of fuel. Yeah. We go, we think he'll make it on our calculations.
Yeah, it was funny. They were telling me sort of minus 24, which is a fuel number that we're trying to hit, and which is a little bit of fuel. And then they said, oh, no, we're good. But if you can hit minus 30, which is more fuel to save, we'd like it and we would love you, actually. And I was like, geez, what do you want? Do you want me to save more or less? Like, just tell me, where are we? And they were unbelievable with it all. It was really good.
Well, we saw the reaction after you won the race, and it was very special. What does it mean to you to win Bathurst? You've won championships, but to win the great race?
It's the culmination of a lot of hard work and effort from my family to get me to this point, and my team. We're focused on this race for the last 10 months, and it's just so proud to, finally stand on that top step. It's the one I wanted to win out of anything. I loved winning the championship last year, don't get me wrong, I'll never forget that, but to finally win Australia's greatest race and nearly the best race in the motorsport world. It's a really proud moment for me and, for my family.
It just looked an amazing atmosphere there yesterday. And I don't know whether I've seen a bigger crowd. Did it feel like that to you?
Oh, I don't know. I was there last year when Lounsey won. I'll tell you what, that was a pretty big crowd. Yeah. So, there's a lot of blue down there, a lot of Ford fans, and I was just, man, I could do anything up there. I could have flipped the bird and they would have cheered. It was unbelievable.
Well, more importantly, how did you celebrate?
I went pretty big. We had a few beers just down the road at the Ox, which is a bar down in Bathurst. And, she wasn't a quiet one. I think we finished up about 5:30, but I had plenty of Powerade to get me through, and we got on after it.
I guess you've ticked so many boxes in your career now, Scott. Do you move on?
I want to keep building and building and building, but I tell you what, it takes a lot of pressure off myself. I finally won the big one, and you know, I've won, you know, nearly everything I set out to achieve in supercars. So now I just want to try and win more and more, and just really proud to be able to do it for my team and my family, and hopefully we can just enjoy it and move forward.
Yeah, and you must have been excited, and Roger Penske would have been so happy for you to win yesterday's Bathurst, and to see him there and to celebrate with him must have been a great feeling as well.
Yeah, really cool to have Roger here, and especially when we won the Bathurst 1000 for the first time. Really special to have him around, and I think he was really excited. But then obviously with DJ around as well, it's 25 years since Vic won the great race, and he won in '94. So, geez, it was a cool thing, and you know, to have both of them on the podium with us was something I'll never forget. The noise when DJ came out was something. It was just, you can't describe it.
Scott, we wish you're an Aussie, but for a Kiwi, we were cheering for you anyway. All right, so
thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time.
Go the All Blacks.
You had to get that one.
We should have cut you off before then, but you just won the Bathurst. So.
No worries.
Good on you, Scott.
Cheers, guys. Thanks,
Scott McLaughlin. There, very, very likable Kiwi. Oh. Well, you're married to one.
All Kiwis are good.
Yeah. And. You nearly sounded convincing there. No, of course they are. Of course they are.
Good
so
people.
Well done to Scotty McLaughlin. Terrific champion, only 26 years of age. And as I mentioned, just ticking off all those boxes. And if you want to do something different in the world of motor racing, and who knows, he may well, he's got Roger Penske in his corner.
Well, he's the boss.
He's the gun.
He's the man. And I'm sure that if Scotty wanted to go over and test himself over there in America, in the NASCARs, he'd be able to do that. He's got the right man on board. He might want to conquer Bathurst again. Now he's been to the top of the mountain. He might want to do it another time. He might want to try and break Peter Brock's record of winning 9 Bathursts. But Scott McLaughlin, one thing we do know, he is a sensational driver.